This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem. Baruch haba. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Nun Aleph. We're in the middle of Siv Zayin, where the Rama says, "Kishemagia leva'ata elai kenu moedim anachnu lach." When we get up to the pasuk in Vayivarech David, and now, our God, we thank you. We don't bow down there. If I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Yaakov Emden likewise says on the Rosh Hashanah davening, when you say, you don't bow down. I mean, you never saw a guy drop in Mil Shman Esrei. You know, what happened? Wait, where'd he go? No, he said, Anachnu Kairim. You know, not every time you say that do you bow. V'nagu lamed k'shem baruch sh'amar v'yivarach David v'yishtarach. The minhag is to stand when you say baruch sh'amar v'yivarach David v'yishtarach. Now, this is important to know. That's not an outright chiyuv. It's a minhag. Therefore, you know, if somebody is old or frail, you know, they should save their standing to parts where it's a chiyuv, like Shemana Esrei. Okay. K'sha'omrim baruch sh'amar. From the Beis Yosef, it's Mashma on Shabbos. It's also correct to stand when you say Hashem Melech Hashem Malach. The Chayin Kasev Hamagin Avram B'Shem Ema Kabracha. The Kasev Oyd B'Shem Hari. The Chash Tzibur Hayu Omer Hashem Melech Hayu Omer Yimayim Avshe Hu Lo Higi Al Hashem. So this is interesting. When do we say Hashem Melech Hashem Malach Hashem Malach Levaed? I think in Yehi Chavoyed, right? I was not aware of this. On Shabbos, now why would Shabbos be different? I don't know, somebody do your homework. Why would Shabbos be different that you should say Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, standing?
Is he referring to Nusach Sfard, Hashem Melech?
I don't know, like what is that?
It's in between...
I think it's two pieces. But it says
this goes
by Ari, so I was
wondering if... it's been many years since I davened Nusach Sfard. I used to davened Nusach Sfard. You mean there's a paragraph on Shabbos, Hashem Melech?
During the week, every day.
After Mizmor Shechanecha.
Right.
After Mizmor Shechanecha, there's Hashem Melech?
Yeah, for my Shiinu. And Sfardim stand up there.
So here he says you should do it on Shabbos. I don't know why Shabbos. Okay, Vayivarach David. Ad sheyomer ata hu Hashem alekim. Ho'ari kishamar ve'ata Moshe b'kol. Dari, when he said ve'ata Moshe b'kol nasan stakam umar. He gave stuck a standing. Now it's interesting. Here he brings Ari gave the tzedakah when he said Ve'ata Moshe b'kol. Shulchan Aruch later on in Siman Tzadi Beis he writes it's good to give tzedakah before davening, and the Mishnah Berurah says that in some kehilos they give tzedakah when they say Ve'ha'oysher ve'ha'kavein. Most people like to give tzedakah when they hear the word oysher. Oysher gets people very excited, you know. So, but it sounds like over here at least you give it when you say Ve'ata Moshe b'kol. If I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, why do people stand up by Vayivarach David? Because since people are giving tzedakah, there's an inyan to stand when people are doing a mitzvah. He says that's the basis of people who stand when the chassan and kala walk down the aisle, because they're going to do a mitzvah. We learn that from the Mevi Bikurim. Now, according to that, when the great aunt comes down the aisle, you don't have to stand up. Or when the best man walks down in his tuxedo, you don't have to stand up. It's dafka, the chassan, and the kala. Okay. But again, that's just a suggestion. Sivches, ein oimrim hazmiris b'merutza ki menachas. Do not say psuk de zimra running. You say it slow. Slow. B'merutza, shelo yedalik shum teva. Not to skip any word. V'lo yavliyem. And not to swallow the words. Elo yoytzi mi piv. You should... emit them, like if you're counting money. How long should Psukah de Zirma take? The Prima Gadam says 30 minutes. The Magen Avraham says that a shat should wait for a minyan 30 minutes before Yishtabach. Because that's how long it takes to say Psukah de Zimra. The Kava Yosher brings there 10 things that the Beis Din Shalmala puts a person in Cherem for. One of them is if somebody runs through Psukah de Zimra. Psukah de Zimra is so important. Simen Sa'adi Vav Sivkatan Aleph. You're not even allowed to hold something during Psukah de Zimra. So if your phone is off, now why you brought your phone in the shul in the first place? It was a moment of insanity. But still, you cannot hold a phone that you can't hold anything in your hand during Psukah de Zimra. Okay, Vayter. V'kasev Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, Mishena Malubash Heipev, someone who's not dressed well, Yispal Bevesoy Bachoref Benachas, you should daven in your house in the winter slowly. I mean, let's say you don't have enough warm clothing, and to go out to the shul, you're going to have to run through Psukah de Zimra, otherwise and get frostbitten. Daven at home slowly, meaning davening slow is more important than davening with a minyan. Nowadays, everyone's running to get a minyan. But it's better not to run and to say things slowly and not daven. Better not to daven with a minyan. Yeah, I'll daven with a matzah minyan. No, it's better not to. It's just plain and simple. Better not to daven with a minyan and daven slow. I have to catch the minyan. If you need to catch the minyan, then that's not the minyan to catch. But okay, this is not pashut, that just because you're going to run through Psukah de Zimra, you should miss a minyan. Maybe it means you're not even going to be able to mechaven by Shemana Esrei. Siftes. Mizmar l'sayda yeshal amra b'negina. Mizmar l'sayda, you should say in a tune. Shekala shiris asidas libatel chutz mi mizmar l'sayda. All songs will be batel except for Mizmar L'Saida. Haga, ve'in oimer Mizmar L'Saida b'Shabbos Yomtiv. You don't say Mizmar L'Saida b'Shabbos Yomtiv because you can't bring a karmat toida on Shabbos and Yomtiv. Oibi mei Pesach, you don't say Mizmar L'Saida. She'in toida kreva b'hem yishum chametz. V'loi b'erev Pesach. V'ayin l'kaman tzim tav chavtes. V'loi b'erev Yom Kippur. So Sunday, you don't have to say Mizmar L'Saida. You could be very excited. You're going to save yourself. Now, so you say, well, I'm going to save myself 10 minutes because now I say Psukah de Zimra so slowly, I'm going to save myself 10 minutes saying Mizmar L'Saida. Now, what is so special about Mizmar L'Saida? That we should say it b'negina and all songs will become batal. This is a question of Rabbi Avram Falaji. And he said he never understood it until he saw the Megal HaMukos, who says Mizmar L'Saida is a shortened edition of the whole davening. Hariu Lashem Kala Aretz. Rosh Hashanah is halacha. That before you daven, you say you learn something. Halacha. Ivdu es Hashem besimcha karbanais. Bayu lefana bernana. Psuke de Zimra. Du'u ki Hashem hu aleikim. That Shema, da, ayin dalet. Hu asanu v'lay anachnu. Those are the 248 words of Shema that correspond to our limbs. Amoy v'tzayin marisai. That corresponds to the kavana by Kriya Shema of that you'd be moiser nefesh akidash Hashem. Amoy v'tzayin marisai. Bayu sha'arav b'soida. The first three brachos of Shemana Esrei. Chatzei roisa b'sila. The middle 13. Bayu sha'arav b'soida. Chatzei roisa b'sila. Hoidu loy baruchu shemai. Ritzei. Ki toiv Hashem le'olam chazdai moidim. Ve'adar v'adar amunasai sim shalayim. And therefore, it's a capsule of all of Tefillah, says Rav Amphalaji, that is the Chashivas of Mizmar Saida. Says in Mishnah Brura, Sivkad l'chaval, b'shaz yomtev, she'ein toida kreva az. You don't bring a karma toida then. Yesh makarmish sha'amir Mizmar Saida, b'rash Hashanah yamai kipurim. Some places they say, Mizmar Saida, b'rash Hashanah yom kipurim, mishem d'chsiv bai, hariu l'ashem kala aretz, uve medina yisenu ein haminog la'amrai. Mishum chametz ki im hatoyda yitzchichum lavi asar lachmei chametz. With the karm toyda, you had to bring 10 loaves of chametz. Gam be erev pesach loyicham lavi toyda. Why? You're allowed to eat chametz on erev pesach because shem lo yuchel achle at zman esr chametz. You might not have a chance to eat it until the zman esr chametz. V'yitzarchel asarfi, you're gonna have to burn it. V'asar lugam lekachim sheyavoy lo dey sreifa. It's asar to cause kachim to come to sreifa. Therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, on Erev Pesach, when you say the parasha of Karbonos, after you say the parasha of the Tamid, you shouldn't say the Hiratzin Mitanze, Gam Kein Loi Be'er Yom Kippur. Why? Because you don't have the full amount of time to eat the Toida on Erev Yom Kippur. Umitamze Gam Kein, Hanoig Loimer B'chol Yom Parashas HaKarbonos, HaShayachem L'yachid, Lo Yomer Be'er Yom HaKippurim. You don't say the parasha of Karbonos on Erev Yom Kippur, for the Toida, the in Mavino is the Rav Yom Kippur, Kamei Toida. Zulas Parshas Oilo Yachalaymer. So in other words, those who say the Parshas of Karbanos, you don't say any of them on Erev Yom Kippur, because you don't bring these Karbanos on Erev Yom Kippur, just like you don't bring the Toida, except for an Oila. Va'oimrim Mizma L'Soida Gam Be'erev Tisha B'Av, Uva Tisha B'Av. I'm not sure why, but you can't eat it. Not sure, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, then you could eat it? Maybe they didn't keep Tisha B'Av when there was a Beis HaMikdash. I'm not sure. Ein l'dag b'yom tov pasuk mizmor shel yom ha-Shabbos. De'gam yom tov nikra Shabbos. Yom tov is also called Shabbos. Okay, so next week we begin Nun Beis. I would say, Yom Kippur is Monday. So Tuesday we'll do one. Wednesday we'll do one. And then Thursday is short. We'll do the two on what's Thursday? Erev Yom Tov? No, Thursday's not Erev Yom Tov. Friday. Okay, so yeah, I think Thursday we'll do two next week. Okay, Hatzlacha, Kol Tov, have a good day. What?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.